Thank you, Jim, and the worship team for wonderful worship today. And for those of you that are wondering, as we told you last week, you know Lee Turner, who normally leads our worship, had surgery just this past week for a tumor on his kidney. The surgery went wonderful. I was able to see him in the hospital. He was sitting up, and they were able to get the tumor, not touch the kidney, and he's back home now recovering, and hopefully very soon we'll be back up here leading worship with us. So, but keep Lee and Barbara and their family in your prayers. Well, if you have been with us either of the last two Sundays, you know that we embarked on a series titled Extreme, based upon the theme behind extreme sports, sports like train surfing. Anybody know what that is? That's where you ride a surfboard on a train traveling at over 70 miles per hour, right? Extreme sports are the kind of activities that you do not engage in casually or at your own leisure or convenience. Then there are extreme drinks, like those soft drinks whose major selling point is plenty of sugar and twice the caffeine, right? The idea being that extreme drinks are not those that are dull and bland. And we did not choose this word as a theme for this series as a way of recommending that you should engage in some kind of high-risk activity, like riding a jet ski over Niagara Falls. We had a picture of that a couple weeks ago. Our use of this word is not to suggest that you start drinking soft drinks that are guaranteed to take years off your life. But it is to remind us that following Christ is, as we talked about the last two Sundays, something that requires extreme faith and extreme obedience. And as we will talk about today, it also requires, we believe, extreme involvement. If you read the scriptures, you never read about people following Jesus experiencing lives of leisure and comfort and convenience. Following Jesus never was a bland, tedious, mundane experience because his followers were fully devoted to him and to his mission, regardless of the risks and the challenges that came with that mission. And the principles that we will look at today apply both to us individually in our individual faith walks with Christ, as well as corporately as a church family. Because the church, that is the corporate we, is also called to extreme faith and obedience. And so you have a role to play in whatever local church body that you choose to be a part of. I said it last week. I set it up here in the time with Mark. I don't want you to confuse church with Jesus, okay? We are called to follow Jesus. But church, his local church, is the way that he set up for us to be engaged in that. And the challenge for the church is the one John speaks about to the church in Laodicea in Revelations 3, 14 through 16. To the angel of the church in Laodicea write, these are the words of the Amen, the faithful and true witness, the ruler of God's creation. This is God speaking, okay, to you and to me. I know your deeds, that you are neither cold nor hot. I wish you were either one or the other. So because you are lukewarm, neither hot nor cold, I am about to spit you out of my mouth. Well, let's hope he's not speaking those words to you and me, right? Now, I believe this is a clear command from the Lord to the leadership of Cedar Run that we not take our responsibility as a church. And it's also a clear command to you who consider Cedar Run your church home, that you not take your role in a church as a matter of casual convenience. Because I don't believe anyone here wants to be part of a lukewarm church. 3 weeks ago, when Pastor Mark's uncle, who was visiting from England, brought the message, he used an example of attending a reunion and people telling him he still looked the same. I could relate to